I'm here on the Business Bunker Show with John Surtees, CBE. John, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's an absolute pleasure to meet you. John is the only man in history to win two world championships on two wheels and four. John, thank you so much for joining us. For our younger listeners, just give us a little insight into your racing career back in those days.
Well, my racing career started back there in the late 40s.
Really?
Yes. I was. My father was British sidecar champion before the war.
Oh, wow.
And after the war, he started up again. And so I became, shall we say, number two mechanic.
Right, okay.
Mainly cleaning the bike, etc. But one day, when I was just 14, we went to a speed trial in a place called Trent Park, which was in North London, and his passenger didn't turn up.
Oh, right, okay.
This speed trial was on a stretch of road which through his park, which had some bends in it, so it meant that the sidecar needed balancing up.
Yes, yep.
And so the passenger had to do something. But in the absence of his passenger, he turned around and he said, "Lad, you've seen it done. I'll show you where you need to hang out, etc. I'll fit you into a set of my spare leathers. Let's have a go."
Wow.
And so I did just that.
Right.
And I sort of hung out the side for of a sidecar, you know, for the left-handers and such, right? And that was an experience, of course.
I'm sure it was, at that age as well.
Another experience was, of course, we got disqualified. So it was the first and I think the last time I got disqualified in my life.
Wow.
But I suppose my real racing career started at the first ever road race, which was held at Brands Hatch.
Right, okay.
It had been a grass track
circuit,
and my father had raced there all the time. And in 1950, they had tarmacked it, and I went down there with my little 250 Triumph, which I had at that time, which I had converted into a racing machine. I took part in a race. I didn't have any success. I nearly did, in that I actually took the lead for a moment.
Wow.
The only problem was that it had started to rain, and I took the lead sitting on my backside as I slid past the leader going into what was the bottom bend in those days at Brands Hatch, because it went round the opposite way to what it does today.
Okay.
It went anti-clockwise.
Right.
But that was a start. At the end of 1950, I suppose my career really started.
Right.
In that I had joined, I was about to join the Vincent HRD company as an apprentice engineer, and my father was agent for Vincent, and we got hold of a development grey flash model, a 500cc bike, and I put it all together, and at Aberdare Park at the end of the year, I won my first race.
Can I just ask, were you racing as a factory race team or?
No. I was just purely an apprentice, and I put it together, a bike which we managed to get, and my father put it on HP. I was getting £2.10 a week.
Wow.
At that time. But helping myself out by doing extra work in evenings, doing servicing for my father on some of his customers. So, it was a great time. And I put it together and I won that first race, which was the most important race probably of my life.
Really?
Because that day, instead of being, we might say, a mechanic testing his bike, I actually came together with the bike.
Right.
Because to get the ultimate from any piece of machinery, you need to understand it.
Yes,
and on
absolutely.
That day, it virtually spoke to me, and I understood it, and
right, okay.
We became one, and I won the race.
Wow.
And that stood me in good stead for the rest of my life,
right.
Up until now, that relationship. And so, in motorsport, I continued in motorcycles until the end of 1960. In 1960, I also, during the period when I was winning two world championships on motorcycles, I also competed in one or two races, including Formula One.
Right, okay.
Because Colin Chapman of Lotus asked me to do that. And I got a second in a British Grand Prix.
Wow.
And put it on pole at...
You're a bit of a natural, really, is what it comes down to, isn't
and
it?
Then, and so that started my career. So yeah. a career which went through. So, but you're talking about Buckmore.
Yes, absolutely.
So Buckmore,
yeah.
Buckmore come into my life at the start of another career.
Right. What inspired you to get involved with Buckmore Park?
Well, first and foremost, I suppose it was the fact that a friend of mine came in one day and asked Henry, my son, who was just about coming up to 8 years of age, if he'd like to come to Buckmore Park with him. I'd never been here, but so he went along and he came back and he said to me, "Daddy, that's what I want to do." So I became a karting father.
Right, okay.
That karting father was at times the mechanic, also the cook in the little van we had, etc., and the sponsor.
Right.
And so we travelled around, having, as Henry said, our adventures.
Yeah, absolutely.
At race meetings. Just like the lads going around there today,
yeah,
testing their their cadet carts. And through that, I met Bill Sisley, who owned Buckmore Park at that time. And he, early in the 2000s, came to me and said, "Will you help me? We have antiquated facilities here. We need to have improvements." So I arranged the design and the build and financing of the clubhouse here, which we're sitting in.
Absolutely, yeah.
And also the paddock building. So that was a start. I had no further connection with Buckmore, apart from staying on good terms. Henry, we had the tragedy of losing him in 2009. In that freak accident at Brands Hatch. And afterwards, because of the generosity of people at the times of his service, when they donated over £30,000 to a charity that we had designated, which was Headway, we formed a foundation.
Yep.
And
this is the Henry Surtees
Foundation.
Yep.
And I thought that there could be an opportunity sometime of creating some activities and centres, a centre at Buckmore,
yep.
For a potential learning and training centre,
yep.
Because I'd seen youngsters who had developed in front of my very eyes.
Absolutely,
with their involvement. Yep. I'd seen youngsters who had been able to start to communicate with people who had, through that independence that they had to have, because when they're sitting in the cart there, no one else is holding their hands.
Absolutely.
Or anything else. They had to make the decisions, etc. And I saw the effect this had on them, and also the side factors. I know that Henry got very involved in the data systems, etc., which I put onto the carts,
yep.
To a point where his IT teacher, when he left school at 11 to change schools, wrote on the bottom of his report, "Henry, thank you for teaching me how to get the best out of my laptop." And so, and this all came from his involvement in something he was enthusiastically involved in, emotionally.
Absolutely.
Which is what I got emotionally involved in before, and it spurred my career.
Absolutely.
So I thought, right, if we can have something which just emotionally creates an emotional drive within these youngsters, they will be able to find a career, and we can perhaps help them in that career. Not making racing drivers. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about making opportunities within the world of obviously engineering and all the technology which goes with it.
Absolutely. It also gives youngsters a focus in their life. You know, so many youngsters can lack focus and, you know, amble through life without really doing anything.
They can do. They can do. They can do. And also, of course, so many youngsters now, their lives are dominated by just looking at a screen and other people's experiences. And so you need to get them emotionally involved. And we have a very big motor industry and motorsports industry.
Absolutely,
in this country with lots of opportunities for careers and also, of course, just generally the fact that if someone gets emotionally involved in subjects, and as again I'm stressing, we're not talking about just racing, we're talking about careers where you get some real substance.
Absolutely. I want to forward now, because coming up very soon, in the next couple of weeks, we have the North Kent Business to Business event taking place here at Butmore Park. And you, sir, are kindly opening that event for everybody, and we're really looking forward to that. Is this the first... I know you run lots of different events here, you run lots of different corporate events, but is this the first event of that type that you've held at Butmore?
Well, here at Butmore, I mean, I've only had control of Butmore since the middle of last year.
Right, okay.
And our first sort of objective has been to bring Butmore into, shall we say, the 21st century.
Sure.
And to make it comparable to a Grand Prix circuit in a mini style.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so if you just look around and see how the circuit has been improved.
I notice all the tyres have gone.
All the tyres and the bits and pieces and the runoff areas have been tarmacked and the painting of the sides and purpose-built barriers and things. But generally, because this is, of course, something which is important, our presentation. Butmore supports a lot of young people racing, but it only does that on the basis that it relates to business and business-to-business relationships. Our corporate side here is very, very important. And one of the things what happened is I got a report from our chief marshal the other day. He said it was so good, our six-hour corporate race, where it went. He said we only had one stoppage due to a yellow flag, etc., he said. And so the people are very happy because they don't keep on having stops and starts, because with the new runoff areas and the new barriers, they're not getting carts buried into walls of tyres.
Absolutely.
And so all these things have been very, very important for us to do. And so when we had that request, we thought, right, we'd like to sort of introduce people to the new Butmore as it's emerging, but also we are very much part of Kent business, and not only just Kent, but drawing business from all around us into Kent, and so it was a common cause for us to be involved.
Totally agree, and we're really looking forward to it, John. Thank you so much for spending some time with us here on the Business Bunker. It's been an absolute pleasure to meet you. You are an absolute gentleman. We look forward to the 29th of June, and we will see you at the Business to Business event at Butmore Karting Park.
Thank you.
Thank you.